In a press release announcing the ad campaign, the League of Conservation Voters provides a link to two of the direct mail pieces. The first features campaign headshots of Emily Kane alongside photos of Mount Katahdin, Quoddy Head Lighthouse, and a blue lobster boat. Maine's environmental leader is printed above the Katahdin photo. The second mailer has two large arrows on the front. One points backwards, and inside has a photo of a dirty smokestack against a backdrop of darkened sky. The other arrow points forward and features a photo of an array of solar panels with blue sky overhead. When it comes to addressing climate change, the mailer reads, "Troy Jackson will take us backward. Emily Kane will move us forward."
There's a really clear contrast in this race.
Jeff Goringer says the mailers are merely designed to point out that Kane, by League of Conservation Voters standards, has a much stronger record on the environment than Jackson. Goringer, the group's national press secretary, says Kane has a 90% lifetime rating from the League, while Jackson scores 64%.
All too often, Troy Jackson sided with polluters and really failed to take on big challenges like climate change.
One mailer criticizes Jackson for failing to support a 2008 bill to force coal-fired power plants to reduce emissions. It also calls him out for voting to repeal Maine's pesticide notification registry. Jackson, though, says the criticism is unfair, noting that his recent ratings from the League of Conservation Voters have been strong. Jackson was a guest on Wednesday's Maine Calling program on MPBN Radio.
My rating this past session was 71%, the same as U.S. Senator Collins. And Senator Collins has just been endorsed by them. They did an independent expenditure for her in support of her, and they actually give her an award with the same rating that I have.
Jackson has his own theory about what's going on here. One of Kane's big financial backers, hedge fund manager Donald Sussman, who is married to 1st District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, recently gave $25,000 to the League of Conservation Voters Victory Fund, which backs House candidates across the country.
13 days later, they end up endorsing Senator Kane, and then all of a sudden they give the biggest independent expenditure ever. They've never spent $150,000 ever in a primary, nowhere in this country, against me. And, you know, that obviously is their prerogative, but it's really, in my opinion, a joke.
Sussman was traveling Wednesday and could not be reached for comment. Jeff Goringer, the League's press secretary, says the financier's contribution to the Victory Fund had nothing to do with the Democratic primary in the 2nd District or the mailers targeting Jackson.
Our decision to target Troy Jackson with the mail program is solely based on his voting record and the clear contrast in this race between him and Emily Kane.
But the Jackson campaign says the attacks are unprecedented. They claim the League has never targeted a candidate before with a lifetime environmental score above 55%. The mailings are scheduled to reach more than 28,000 voters in the Bangor and Portland areas between now and the primary on June 10th. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.